Talking Travel with Tropical Sky. Experience amazing Thailand with golden temples, turquoise seas and warm hospitality. Your dream holiday to Thailand awaits with tropicalsky.ie.
Ed Finn is back, and as always, we're always looking for a bargain. Ed, we're going to take a look at some European weekend breaks that aren't going to break the bank, and I'm hoping that you can steer us in the right direction, because you can be guaranteed I'll pay the most for flights and hotels no matter where I go. I'm useless at finding a bargain.
It's a bit of a minefield sometimes, but I was doing a bit of a deep dive, and in fact there are some really good deals still out there. Poland, by the way, a country that a lot of people might only associate with Christmas markets, is a fantastic place for city breaks. The three today that I covered, Wrocław, Gdansk and Warsaw, they really offer great value.
I'm just looking here, like some of the flights and the hotels in particular. I mean, they're literally for nothing, and some of them are 4-star hotels.
Yeah, and that's the thing, right? You get incredible value, and in fact there's very little difference between 3-star and 4-star. Sometimes you can even get 3 nights for that rate I was looking at there for under 180, or even if you pay another 20 quid you could get, you know, as I said, 3 nights. So very, very good. Like, this isn't slumming it, you know, this isn't like hostels, this is very nice accommodation as well.
So will we start off with, is it Wrocław? Is that how you say it? W-R-O-C-L-A-W.
Yeah, so that is actually pronounced Wrocław, would you believe it?
It used to be
Breslau, right, before the war. It was part of Germany. And then after the war, it was annexed off to Poland. So it became Wrocław. Very interesting city. Really one of Europe's most colourful, kind of underrated cities. Amazing. Now, I mentioned Christmas markets earlier. Beautiful pastel-coloured market square. Lovely canals running through the city. Fab restaurant scene. Flights from Dublin can be found from around 100 return. Very good 4 stars there, as you were saying, Trina, from 75 a night. So that means a 2-night break can come in at under 175 or 180. So great value.
Do they charge, Ed, with the hotels? Do they charge that per room or per person?
Per room, yeah. So per room.
It's a very good value then.
Yeah, absolutely. And there as well, right, you have in Wrocław, you have the Rynek Market Square. There's a place called Cathedral Island. You can enjoy a lovely evening stroll along the river bridges. Fab market hall for local food. The Polish people do fab markets and, you know, cakes, Trina. Unbelievable pastries and cakes when you're there. So that's why the Christmas market here is also brilliant. They also have a funny thing. They have 300 bronze dwarfs around the town, right? Around the city. So kids love to go in search of finding these dwarfs. So if you really
like those
want
little fairies that you see in some places, you know, the fairy villages.
Exactly. Yeah, so if you really want to exhaust the kids, tell them to find all 300 dwarfs and come back. You know, you can imagine.
Gdansk is a big one, actually, and we covered this recently enough, and I got loads of messages in on the show, people who'd been there. Really a lovely place, apparently.
Yeah, gorgeous. Irish people will know it from loads of football matches going back over the years. Famous for Lech Walesa and, you know, the solidarity movement. This is a historic port city. It's one of Europe's most beautiful waterfront destinations, Trina. Full again of lovely, colourful merchant houses, great maritime history. Flights are from around 75 return, I was able to find. Excellent 4-star hotels again in the 60 to 80 euro per night per room, making a 2-night break great. Now you could even do 3 nights there for, in fact, in Gdansk for the 180. So really nice. And gorgeous long market street there, the medieval Gdansk on the riverfront. You can climb St. Mary's Church for these beautiful views, and they have the European Solidarity Centre, which is very good for history. Great riverside restaurants, Trina, all along the Motlava. And Gdansk was once one of the wealthiest ports in the powerful Hanseatic Trading League in Europe. So loads of beautiful buildings, and again, it was one of the most expensive ports in Europe.
Is it expensive to eat out when you get there?
Not at all. I mean, the prices of the hotels would be reflected in eating out, drinking out. I mean, where you'd be paying 350 for a coffee here, would be 150 there. Beer, of course, they do amazing drinks, Trina, as well. They're very healthy as well. Lots of like really healthy jogging and healthy people around the place. But you can get a lovely 3-course meal for under 20 quid.
Now, I take it when we're talking about these return flights that you can do very cheaply, you're not checking a bag, so you have your knickers in your handbag.
Yeah, in fact, it depends, right? If it's Aer Lingus, you can check in a 10-kilo bag for free. If it's Ryanair, it's the bag under the seat. So it depends on which airline it is. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
And Sarah has that magic bag, you know, the one that she gave me, and it's on the Travel Experts website there.
I have it as well. Yeah,
isn't it unbelievable? This
brilliant
small bag. There's so you can fit so much into it.
I think that's the one Mary Poppins had in the movie. Do you remember? She used to take the coat stand and everything out of it.
Now you've looked at Lithuania as well.
Elegant Vilnius, right? It's one of Europe's most beautiful Baroque cities. Gorgeous cafe culture. Flights from Dublin from around 80 return. 4-star hotels from 70 to 80 a night, making a long weekend break even 150 per person. So you could even do an extra night there for an extra few quid. The old town is beautiful, Trina. Lovely churches, cathedral square again. And then in the heart of the city, they've got this place called Gediminas Tower. And you climb it up and you discover the Bohemian district of Usupits. And that once declared itself as an independent republic with its own constitution. Imagine, a bit like Cork tried a few times. The cafe life along the Pillay Street, P-I-L-I-E-S, Trina, is fab as well.
Well, let Ed say that about Cork, because he is a Cork man, aren't you, Ed?
Yes. The People's Republic.
And
so I left, when I went to Usupits, we had great chats about, I was wondering how did they declare independence. Well, it's a great story when you're there.
Now, Ed, a lot of people, when you think of going to Italy, they think immediately of going to Rome, but you've picked somewhere else.
Yeah. Now, I discovered this because Ryanair actually fly to Bergamo, the airport, but Bergamo itself is a romantic Italian city, absolutely beautiful. Flights, Trina, here from around 45 return, I found. And very good.
You wouldn't get a taxi to the airport for that.
No, you wouldn't, not these days. And around 85 again per night, beautiful hotels. Now, this is a medieval city, right? The Città Alta, the old town. It has the most beautiful Venetian walls, and they are a UNESCO World Heritage Site, and one of the favourite things that people love to do when they're there is to relax over lovely long Italian lunches and aperitivos along the walls there. And again, you love it because it's elegance, the Piazza Vecchia, it's really, really nice, and they have amazing funicular railway as well that goes up to the top. So Bergamo, if you haven't been, it's a fab place, and it's right beside the airport.
Great to know, because you know the way sometimes when you get a cheap flight and then you end up
miles away,
staying miles away, and it ends up costing you an arm and a leg. So
not with us, Trina, not with us.
Very good. Now, Riga in Latvia, I don't know anybody who's been here.
Yeah, I have, right? And it's actually really nice. Now, Latvia, of course, amazing history there as well. If you're into architecture and art, Riga has some of the finest Art Nouveau architecture in Europe. Flights to here, again, from around 90 return. The hotels, seriously lovely 4-star hotels, I found from 70 to 80 a night. Very affordable. The old town again is lovely here, the Art Nouveau district. It has an incredible opera house. I did a tour of the opera house there once. It's so cheap to buy tickets to go there as well. And they have a famous house of the Black Heads, which is another very interesting part of Riga. And local flavours, Riga Central Market, and again, lovely evening strolls along the river. They have a zoo in Riga, Trina, but I went there and I didn't like it. I'm not mad about zoos anyway, so I wouldn't recommend that. But otherwise, it's a super spot, and you can base yourself there if you wanted to do. They've lovely beaches in Latvia and stuff as well. People might know about the Baltics.
Those kind of prices, Ed, you nearly tempt me to go just to get the rest, the sleep in the hotel.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I know. Listen, here, I'm totally with you on that, Trina. They're lovely quiet districts as well. You know, they're not kind of rowdy or noisy, which is really nice.
We're all wrecked. I don't know what it is this time of year. We're all absolutely wrecked. Warsaw then in Poland.
Yeah, Warsaw is a fine capital city. It's the capital, obviously, of Poland. Historic, but yet very modern. Incredible museums and an amazing restaurant scene. If you're into food, you'll be so surprised by this. Warsaw has all international types of cuisine. Flights from around 90 return. Again, lovely 4-star hotels averaging around 88 a night, and very good value. The old town was beautifully rebuilt after the war. It became a UNESCO heritage site since then. The Royal Castle is beautiful. There's a gorgeous green park there, Lazienski Park, which is super. And they have the most amazing Warsaw Rising Museum again. It's kind of steeped in history, but it's a very elegant capital city. It reminds me a bit of Budapest. Leave loads of time for the restaurant scene, as I said, if you like food, and again, really well priced.
And then a place I've never been, would you believe? I've never been to Germany yet, and we're looking at Dusseldorf.
Wow, I'll tell you, I'm off to Berlin in a few weeks, and I'm going to a place called Oberhausen. Dusseldorf is very stylish, right? It is probably the most polished Western European city. Clayton Hotel actually opened their first European acquisition there. They bought a Japanese hotel hotel called the Nico, and it's really, really nice with fab prices, around 80 to 90 a night. I actually saw flights to Warsaw for 11 euro each way. I'm serious. And the airport, it's
Have your glasses on now?
Listen, I know. I booked it just for the crack. Honestly, I've been to Dusseldorf a good few times. They have a little Japan quarter, which is amazing. It's like you're in Japan, right? It's called Little Tokyo, and they have all these beautiful Japanese restaurants. All the different Japanese traditions are there. It's really nice. They have a fab museum quarter as well, Trina, but they've the longest pub in the world with more than 250 pubs and breweries, all situated along two big streets. So it's famous for the Alt Bar and the Alt Altstadt. And the Alt beer is this gorgeous little beer they serve in small glasses. And they have fab shopping there, Trina, as well. Cologne, which is also a beautiful city, is only 30 minutes away. And also, Dusseldorf has the fastest train ride from an airport to a city. It's 10 minutes from the airport to downtown Dusseldorf. Germany is very underrated. It has so much to offer, and I always enjoy it when I go there.
Any good deals off the top of your head? Any bargain deals?
Yeah, Trina, after our chat last week about Thailand, there was loads of interest in it. There are loads of really good deals there. I think one of the best ones I saw for like a week for 7 nights, they were even under 1,000 euros, including flights. So I think tropicalsky.ie is the website people were asking me about, but they have the elephants as well, Trina. Loads of people were interested in the elephant experiences, the Buddhist monks, loving all of that. So again, there's some great deals there at the moment, and the deals we talked about today now as well, very, very good. Like staying outside the peak times, if you can do a Sunday and a Monday, Trina, as well, if you have time to do that, if you don't have to travel at weekends, prices come way down, you know. So that's another little top tip to do as well. Bratislava was the last one I wanted to mention to you there as well. That's a great one, capital of Slovakia. I found brilliant deals there as well, Trina, from under 180. It's like a little Vienna. It's actually only an hour and a half from Vienna. Flights from 39, return. Hotels from 60 to 80. And it's again like a little Vienna meets Prague. Gorgeous spot, Bratislava.
And if anyone wants to actually listen back to our chat from last week about Thailand, it is up there on the podcast as well. You can find that on Spotify or classichits.ie, wherever you get your podcast. Ed, we'll chat to you next week.
Brilliant. Thanks a million, Trina, and happy Easter to you.
Talking travel with Tropical Sky. Experience amazing Thailand with golden temples, turquoise seas and warm hospitality. Your dream holiday to Thailand awaits with tropicalsky.ie.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.